96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This is Thanksgiving Eve, the day that many of you are running around trying to get the last-minute food items, or you may even be on the road heading to connect with family for the holidays. Well, tonight, as we take a look at the idea of being thankful, we're going to turn the conversation back to us. We're taking a look at what the relationship with ourselves has to do with appreciating the little things in life. And my guest is Van Moody. He is the author of the book, The I Factor, How Building a Great Relationship with Yourself is the Key to a Happy, Successful Life. If you want to talk about this, if you have a comment or a question about what being thankful has to do with your relationship with yourself, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 10 comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR or HFisherWHUR. Van, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's a joy to be with you tonight.
Well, I appreciate it. So let's talk about the I factor. A lot of people, when you think about I, you know, they think, you know, there's no I in team. When you think about me, when you think about yourself, you're being selfish. Is that true when it comes to really being thankful about the things that are going on in your life? Do you have to really look at what's happening with you?
I think you absolutely do. I think, you know, one of the things that I've been asked recently with the release of the I Factor is, am I giving people permission to be self-absorbed? And that's not at all what the book deals with. Many people probably remember my previous best-selling book called The People Factor. Mm-hmm. And in that book, I dealt with the importance of being able to do relationships with others well. And really, the book was about raising your relational IQ and just how to do relationships better at every facet of life. But when I wrote that book, I also recognized the parallel truth about relationships. And this is where the I Factor kind of was born. And that parallel truth is that while I do believe in the principles that I deal with in the People Factor now more than ever, you've got to be able to have healthy relationships with others because everything in life revolves around relationships. The parallel truth that is very important that a lot of people don't talk about, and that is the fact that the relationship you have with yourself can be the biggest hindrance to the best life you want to live. And for many people, it is the biggest, you know, stumbling block and the biggest issue that they have to deal with. And so in the I Factor, I challenge people to find themselves. I think that there are two great tasks in life. The first one is to find yourself. And then the second one is to lose yourself. And so the I Factor is not permission to be self-absorbed, but it really is a call to be intentional about doing the real work to get to the core of who you are, to realize how special and unique you are and the gifts and the talents and a lot of the deposits that have been made in you that make you special, and then to live from that place. And so as it relates to Thanksgiving, absolutely. I think when you really get in touch with who you are and how unique you are, and the I Factor really deals with three core things. I talk about in the book that in order to have a healthy I Factor, it revolves around identity, significance, and perspective.
What do you mean by identity, significance?
And perspective. Yeah, those are the three keys, meaning that you've got to settle the issue of identity. So one of the things that I deal with in the book is that a common mistake that a lot of people make in life is that they believe that their who is their do, meaning that they define their identity by what they do, the degrees that they've earned, people who know them, who they know. And all of those things are great, but that's not your identity. And so when you settle who you really are, meaning who you are at your core, I describe it kind of like peeling an onion.
Yeah, I saw that when you were, you know, dealing with, you know, the various and sundry layers of a personality. Why is that important? And this is I guess why I ask, because you know, in pop culture, particularly in the African American community, specifically my mother, you know, my mother would often say, okay, you're 50 years old. You're still trying to find yourself. You know, so, you know, at 50 or 60 or 30, you know, how is it that some people are still, as adults, still trying to figure out who they are?
Well, I think one of the things that we've got to deal with, and this is why the I factor is so necessary, is that everything in society challenges us to base our identity off of the external. Meaning, part of the reason why you can be 50, 60, 70, 80, and even older and still haven't found yourself is because everything in society really pushes us to define ourselves by things that don't matter. And what happens is that when you define your identity based on something that is transient and not permanent, when those things shift and change, you end up losing yourself because you based your identity on the wrong thing in the first place. So we haven't come up in a culture, whether it's the African-American culture or any other culture that I'm aware of, after all of the travels I've done, I've been around the world, and I haven't found many cultures that actually challenge you, with the exception of a few based on history and based on struggle, to really do the work of understanding who you are at your core and living from that place. And that's what identity is all about.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I'm talking to Arthur Van Moody about the relationship that you have with yourself and the road to happiness and thankfulness. I want to go to the phone lines real quick. Omar, thanks for calling. Oops, Omar, did I lose you? Omar, give me a call back if you can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Is it difficult to develop a relationship with yourself? And what, in layman's terms, how would you define a relationship with yourself?
It's not difficult, but it does require focus and you need to be intentional. The way I would define a relationship with yourself starts with knowing who you are and living from that place and being okay with it. We were talking a moment ago about the process of kind of peeling an onion, because I liken the process of self-discovery or getting to your core or developing a healthy I factor to that process. You and I know, and everybody listening probably is aware of this, that we all started as a seed. And so when you think about an onion started the same way. There's a core at that onion. But what happens as that onion develops, layers have been applied. You know, layers grow over that core. And that's kind of the same picture that happens in our own life. We all started as a seed, DNA speaking wise, but over time, hurts and disappointments, good things and bad things actually become layers that cover the seed of who we really are. And so this process of having a healthy relationship with yourself, it's like peeling that onion. And sometimes that can be messy. Sometimes it can be stinky and smelly, but it's absolutely necessary.
But I would imagine it can be, because even if you just take a look at what's happening in social media, you know, particularly people of a certain age, they get to a point where they stop being, for example, people pleasers and doing for others and begin to really focus on self. How do you differentiate between someone who is focusing on self for the right reason and someone being selfish?
Yeah, absolutely. It's about the destination. So when I mentioned a moment ago that there are two great tasks in life, the first is to find yourself, but you can't stay there your entire life. So being selfish or self-absorbed really is when you only do one task, and that is to find yourself. And arguably, particularly when you start talking about social media and a lot of the images that we see across the country, I would argue that it's not necessarily that those images suggest that people have found themselves, because a lot of what we see on social media is pretentious. It's not real. It's phony and fake. It's an image that's put up to impress others. I'm talking about living from your unique identity, and that's a healthy thing. But once you find that, once you get to your core and peel that onion, you don't have permission to stay there the rest of your life. Meaning you start there, you find yourself, but then the next great task is to lose yourself. Meaning that you live from that unique identity of who you are in service to greater things. Meaning you give yourself away to help others, to help make a difference in whatever capacity that you serve. And so that's why there's a big difference between being self-absorbed and being selfish. It's about the destination. I'm calling people throughout this book to start the process of finding themselves. But then I'll also challenge them to not stay there, to find yourself and then to lose yourself. Give yourself away in service to another.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tim, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Tim. What's on your mind? Tim, are you there? Tim, give me a call back if you can. Let me go to Diana, calling from College Park. Diana, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you this evening?
I'm doing just fine. What's on your mind?
Happy Thanksgiving to you all as well.
Thank you so much.
I started this year with that premise of trying to find, you know, who I was and having a relationship with myself and actually being the person who catered to everyone so much, started catering to me. And I didn't think it was selfish. I was self-absorbed, but I just found out a lot of stuff about me that, you know, the closer I get to, I'm 48 now, but the closer I get to 50, the more I felt in myself, I really didn't owe anyone an explanation about anything. And that's where, you know, my journey, you know, this part of my journey begins, if you will. Because, I mean, that's one of those things that, you know, I've always had to explain certain things about myself to people. Coming from, a Caribbean background, or, you know, my mother is Cuban and my father is Dominican. I always had to a certain degree, explain my blackness to people. And, you know, I just didn't, you know, after a while, you know, for so many years, you really don't have to. You know, you don't have to bother. It's time consuming.
So, and Diana, let me ask you, because I've got other calls on, where are you now that you said you began in the beginning of this year? And so
yes,
what have you learned? Briefly, please.
I've learned that I just don't there's a level of comfort that I have right now because I just got to a point where I neither have to apologize nor explain why I don't have to or explain anything. I can just say, you know, that's who I am.
Okay.
That's the way y'all are going to take me, or you're not. And you can like it or you can feel free to dislike it.
Well, Diana, thank you so much for your phone call. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Quick question for you before I go to a break. Where are you on this journey of, I would imagine, self-discovery and losing and rediscovering and losing again?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. People ask me, do you write the book or does the book write you? Mm-hmm. And I think it's a combination of both. The I factor that I talk about in the book is not just for others. It was the same journey that was so beneficial for me. And so when I talk about identity, significance, and perspective, those are the three things that's helped me to be healthy from the inside out. I really believe, Harold, that success is an inside job. And what God has done in my life and the things that I've been able to accomplish at 41 is not because I'm gifted and talented. It's because I really yielded to this process, which is why I know it not only will benefit me ongoing, but everyone else.
I need to take a break. But if you're on the phone, Santa calling from Maryland, Yvette also on the line, Terrence from Annapolis, and Debbie from D.C., please do not hang up. You'll be able to hear the program, and I'll take your calls after the break. If you can't get through, please keep trying. The lines are still open. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Wes Hall is in for Jeff Brown. And he's next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network.